Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Chulin 141. And today's Daf Yomi, Gemara is still discussing the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein, of sending away the mother bird before taking the chicks or the baby birds or the eggs of the mother. So it says our Mishnah, Shilcha, let's say a person sent away the mother bird, V'chazra, and yet then the mother bird returned before the person ended up taking the children. Even if this happened 4 or 5 times, then you're still obligated to send away the mother bird, and you still can't take the banim until you send away the mother bird, because it states in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 7, that you must send away the mother bird. So that's the source. The source that you have to send away the mother bird 4 or 5 times is from the fact that there's a verse, Shaleach Teshalach Esaim. So there was a certain student there, Amarulei Hahume Rabbanu LaRava, a certain student said to Rava, Ve'ema, maybe this verse just means Shaleach Chadazim. Now maybe it just means send away the mother bird 1 time. Teshalach, what does it mean when it says Teshalach? That means that Trazim them. Maybe it just means that you're supposed to send away 2 times. How do you know even 4 or 5 times? So the Gemara says, no, the word shaleach by itself, afilu me'apamim. That teaches us even 100 times. And from that source alone, we see that you're obligated to do it 4 or 5 times. And the word tishalach is actually needed not to teach us that you do it 4 or 5 times. Ainli el advar reshus. But what's it needed for is, I might have thought that when are you obligated to send away the mother bird? Only if you're doing this for a discretionary purpose, like you want to eat, for example, the eggs. However, I might have thought, l'dvar mitzvah, let's say you want to do it for a mitzvah, like, for example, you want to take the babies for the mitzvah of purifying a mitzvah, for the mitzvah of purifying somebody who has tzaras and must go through the process of purification. So under those circumstances, I might think that you're not required to send away the mother bird. How do I know that even under those circumstances? Tam Omer, Tishalach mikol makom. That it says the word tishalach, which means regardless, you must send away the mother bird. So the Gemara is bothered by this. It says Rabbi Abba and the son of Rabbi Yosef bar Abba Rav Kahana. So you're saying time of the cost of Rachmana tishalach. You're saying that without the Torah saying the word tishalach, we wouldn't know that the obligation to send away mother bird still applies even by mitzora. Why? Halav hachi avamina udvar mitzvah lo. I would have said you're saying that without this, that for a purpose of a mitzvah, you wouldn't need to send away the mother bird. Why? Aseva lo sasu, that the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird is both a positive and a negative commandment. Ve'ein asei doche lo sasei v'asei. And the positive commandment of purifying the mitzora should not really push off a positive and negative commandment combined. So therefore, what's the reason why we need the verse of Tishalach? So comes along, the Gemara has a discussion, and then the Gemara brings down the position of Mar Bar Rav Ashi. So what does Mar Bar Rav Ashi say? He says the word Tishalach is telling us that we need to send away the mother bird, even the purpose of a mitzvah, like, for example, in the following situation. You had taken the mother bird with the purpose of sending away. At that point, since you took it with a good intention, there's no prohibition. And at that exact moment, you see that there's a mitzora, this leper is in need of purification, and so there are asehu de'ika, then there's just a positive commandment of sending away the mother bird, but there's another positive command, which is to use it for the mitzora. Let the positive commandment of purifying a mitzora come along and push away the positive commandment of sending away the mother bird. It's just 1 versus 1 at that point. So, and the word tishalach is telling us that we're not required, that we're not supposed to use the bird for the mitzora, but we're supposed to send it away. So the Gemara says, well, why are we sending away? Why would we need the verse to teach us that? My ume, the hayasei, me hayasei. Why are we saying that the purification of Mitzora would have ruled the day without this verse? Why is it stronger than the positive commandment to send away the mother bird? So the Gemara says, because there's another reason why the Mitzora would really take precedence. And the reason is, Salka Daitach, we might have thought, whole of the Amar Mar, since we have a teaching, in Shabbos Kuftei Zayin, it states, Gadol Shalom Shabbein Ishla Ishto, that so great is peace between a man and her husband, and between a man and his wife, and Sharei Amar Torah, that the Torah says that when it comes to a marriage, That a sota woman who is accused of being adulterous, that in order to prove her innocence, we allow the name of Hashem to be erased in order to prove that the sota woman is not adulterous, and so she can return to her husband. And so therefore, we even allow the name of God to be erased in order to bring peace to the world. And the Mitzora is a little bit like this person who is a sota. Why? Because a high Mitzora, this leper, as keeping the commandal mitire, as long as they're not purified, they're not allowed to be in physical contact with their spouse. Because it states about the Mitzora, they're supposed to stay outside their tent for 7 days. And although his tent, this refers to his wife. So we see from here that a Mitzora is not allowed to be with their spouse for 7 days. And so as long as they are a Mitzora. And so we see that there's an overarching reason to try and bring together the Mitzora with their family life, and for that reason to purify. So we might think that if it was a case of a mitzvah, we're supposed to send away the mother bird. We're not required to send away the mother bird, and we could use it to purify the Mitzora. So we see from here, says the Gemara, that for this reason, we might have thought it pushes off the positive commandment of Shiluach HaKan. We see from here it doesn't, that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is such a strong mitzvah that even though generally speaking there's an overarching principle of bringing peace between husband and wife, in this case it doesn't apply because we must send away the mother bird and fulfill the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan.